Who was embarrassing?
I was embarrassed for her. Like, why are you in some man's shower? Like, you have to do that
Oh.
much to fuck somebody? Like,
I don't know, man. She seemed pretty empowered by the whole situation, so I don't know how embarrassed you should be for her.
he wasn't even that upset.
There's a big difference watching this as an adult versus when I saw it originally, like as a teenager. But we'll get
That
into it later.
we will,
You're like
yes.
skintless, not
I
so
know.
skintless. Back then, I was like, ooh, that's hot. But now, as an adult, I'm like, ew. Cringy.
Yes. Almost as
But
cringy as my filter today.
no, it just looks like you're in front of a boob tube.
It kind of does, actually, when you use the blue
Yeah,
one.
like an old school television set. Oh, well, that looks good. Maybe you should clean your camera. Is it dirty? Oh my God. Well, no. Lance, you're gonna start. She just got literally just landed.
What?
She got 2 feet on the ground. I was saying it could make it look better. I don't know. I'm just gonna stop talking. He's like, do you
Please
have any do. oil you can just roll over the skin to make it
Oh
softer?
my God.
That's what
Yeah,
they did
let
for
me
Luke
just
Paul.
fuck with it. Now I made it worse. Look at that.
Well, I didn't say use your finger, use a cloth It's that fine, doesn't.
Lance.
It
Anything
look
else, Lance?
it worked.
Any other tidbits or suggestions you have for me
Yeah.
today?
Any bits of tits you have for
Thank
us today, Lance? You know, we record one
you.
episode without you, and all of a sudden he just thinks he's.
Oh, and I heard that episode without me, by the way. Thank you to both of you.
Yeah, I didn't say anything horrible.
You
I
both
don't
were
think.
like
I can't
two little
remember.
kids in a candy store. Mommy's not home.
I mean, that's
So
facts.
actually, funny story. That recording was like 2 hours into our Zoom meeting because we just like hung Yeah,
out the
because
whole time.
Lance,
Yeah.
all Lance does is talk.
That's
Can't
fine.
go
It's perfect.
anywhere with him. It's like a whole 2 hour event.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about all this rebranding that we're doing, and I wanted to talk to him about some ideas and such. So,
There it is.
by
By the way, Mikey, I want to say shout out and thank you very much because I got home and the first thing I saw was your package that you sent me.
Oh, did you open it?
I did. It made me very happy. And
Oh,
I was like,
good.
ah, oh, I got a pager. Well, that was
Aww.
partially why I was late. So,
I don't know the quality, but I liked it for what it was.
I enjoy, like, you have no idea how excited I am to use the eyeshadow palette. Like, the Home Goals,
Yeah.
that's us,
Yeah,
right?
I.
Like, that is us. I love that. Oh my God, I love you
It
so
was so
much.
funny. You'll have to show Lance, but it's like. It's these like cholas dressed up as all the killers, like Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, That's all of
great.
them. And Nice. it's
Like
Home Goals, and cholitas
it's a
or dress. like cholos? No, like
Cholas.
cholitas, like women. So
Yeah, nice.
it's called Home Goals. And I saw it and I was like, oh, I have to get it for Aid. Cause it was in that, it's the same place where I got the patch that I sent you, Lance. It was
Oh,
the
nice.
horror
Oh,
museum.
Lance got something too. That's nice.
Yes. Actually, to mention this, and while we're recording, Mikey is the first person to ever buy me an actual Misfits vinyl ever. I don't have Yeah. any Misfits. Like, you know, it's one of those weird things where I didn't think about
Really?
it. Yeah, like I legitimately like I didn't think about it. And like I was sitting there and like I like put myself in alphabetical order and like in specific genres and all this other stuff. And I went to go put it away. And I'm like, holy shit, I actually don't have any Misfits. And he was like apologizing because it was a Jerry hole. Yeah, I
He
was like,
was
I like, know it's probably not going to be great, but it looks cool. yeah, but it was funny, and
I
I
made
was like, oh
Jerry
man,
only
so thank
back
you
in
for
the
that, by the way.
day.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was the something of the dead. So I think they basically wrote two songs, one for Day of the Dead and one for Land of the Dead, I think. Oh And it's wow, that album. nice. Yeah, we Rushmore actually opened up for them Oh, cool. here in town, so it was really cool. It was kind of funny because when they were doing their pre thing, certain things weren't being worn. So, to all you folks out there, the weird, sweet, sweet hair piece is not really real. Oh, I thought you were talking about clothes. I was like, how big was it? But Yeah, I no, I
guess
mean, finding out his hair isn't real is cool too. yeah,
Jerry only's bad widow's peak. Yeah.
well, no, it's basically just goop.
And then he just puts it in her face.
I have so many things, and it's funny that you even mentioned that, because I was going through clothes before I left and I found all the Misfit stuff because my friend went on tour with them to do their lighting years ago, and he brought back underwear. My favorite pair of panties was his Misfits underwears, because like they had the skull hands
as
grabbing
in merchandise or theirs.
No, merchandise. I'm not fucking
like,
any,
yeah, I have
any
Danzig's
of
underwear.
Those old men. No, no, no.
What just happened?
I know I have been around the block, but that is not the block that I've traversed. No. So no.
It was a big block, but
it was
not
a big block.
The Misfits were not standing on that corner.
No wonder she likes J-Lo in the block.
Okay, Mikey, please continue. It's Women's Month, so let's beat up the woman. By the way, and I don't know, for everybody watching on YouTube, I fucking banged the shit out of my head on it hurt so bad, I saw stars.
I can't see this.
When I was in the airplane, they had the thing down to put your bags in, but I had checked my bag, so I didn't need it. So I put my book bag under the seat, and I was so excited, because I'm like, I need the aisle seat, because I pee a lot, and
I want to get your prostate checked.
I banged my head. So there's a knot. You can see, look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It is forming on my head as we speak. So now I have this big knot. Anyways, when you get on the airplane, all of you, PSA.
Everyone listen.
Everybody duck and then sit. I'm just saying.
Isn't that a normal thing most people do before they go sitting down with
them? Maybe if you're 6'2 or however tall you are, Lance. But us normal sized people.
I'm 5'4". Why did that thing hit me in the head?
Are you 5'4"?
Yeah.
I was taller than that.
No, I wear heels. Everyone thinks I'm tall because I wear heels. That's why I have bunions too. So there's that.
Ooh, ew. Yeah.
I know. Come massage my bunions, please. One of you. That'd be great.
I just think it's gross because it makes me think of Funyuns, and I like Funyuns. So I don't want to. Yeah. Sorry, Lance.
Way to ruin Funyuns for me. I'm like, God damn it. What the hell?
But you know what? Before I took off today, I watched the video. I know I was going through my phone. I watched the video of you, Lance and Mikey, opening up their little presents from Dark Delicacies, and they made me very happy. So I wanted to just say before we get on with the episode, I'm very happy to have all of you in my life, and thank you very much for being in it. And I missed you both very much. I know, I did.
I know. I missed you as well.
Sure.
I did. Now back to the film. This is Slashers, your favorite horror podcast about your favorite horror media. It is me, your host today, Mikey, joined by my esteemed colleagues, co-host, and co-cons, Aid and Lance. Aid and Lance, say hello to the mutant goons from beyond.
Hello, my mutant goons. How are you?
What's up, goony goons?
Thank you, Grandpa. This is week 2 of our Women's March, aka the March of Hysteria. And we're bringing to you another women-centered episode where we discuss one actress that had a pretty big, I was going to say footprint in horror and another movie. But before we do that, I do wanted to say I ordered my new t-shirt from Redbubble today with the new design. So if any of y'all are interested, we have a really cool design that looks like a crime scene. It has a bunch of paraphernalia strung about with the logo or the name Slashers Pod over it. I really like it. It's dope. It looks really dope on a different colored t-shirt. So like, check out our Redbubble at slasherspod.redbubble.com and get yours.
Who did that for us, by the way?
It was my friend who you can find him on Instagram on Cornoddity. So it's like Corn Oddity.
Nice.
He does really cool comics. A lot of them are of naked men. And he just has a really like cute style, animation style. So I was like, let's see what he can do with like some sort of logo. And he did great. So I'm probably going to work with him on one more design. And I'm just kind of trying to think of what kind of design to do next. So if anybody has any suggestions, hit a bitch up. I mean, not Aiden.
Not physically.
Yeah. Also, if you didn't see our preview, we released a Patreon episode last week with me and Lance covering Here for Blood. I keep calling it Out for Blood. It's not Out for Blood. It's Here for Blood. It's a very great movie. Adrian, you would love it.
I also heard the beginning of the episode.
Oh, just the beginning?
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't have time for that.
Oh, she doesn't have time for the show. Okay.
Damn.
I am the host. When you find time, you can go ahead and join back. Just kidding. It was a fun episode. So if you're interested in hearing the Patreon episodes, feel free to sign up on Patreon at patreon.com/slasherspod. Anywho, that goes over my spiel of the new shit. How are you guys doing? Anything new? Anything fun? Any noteworthy news, Lance? Because I don't know where Adrian went.
That is kind of weird. It just like disappeared. Nothing really new. I'm still trying to make sure I go see Dune soon. Just because I'm kind of excited about that.
It's okay. I remember I started talking to Lance on Snapchat again, and I was like, oh yeah, last time I sent Lance a nude. Just to the backside though, just giving him a little.
Oh yeah, you and Doug actually.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
I totally forgot about that. You guys are like hey, I'm like, oh, all right, guys.
It's funny. I think guys are just a lot more open with each other.
Yeah,
discussing about this body, baby.
No, you guys look. You guys, no, you two look great. By the way, I keep saying that, but you both look great. Like you guys work out very well, and like it's like you're like, holy shit, though. I have to say, Mikey, your arms are way more fucking defined.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say mine because I have a good bicep. I would like to.
Yeah, you all work out very well. Yes,
thank you.
It just goes more to your head than it does to theirs.
I like your body as well, Lance. Thank you.
Women's month. Back to business.
Oh,
sorry. I'll compliment your body next month.
You compliment him. He's already skinny.
Me? I'm a little overweight right now. It's kind of.
I think you look perfectly fine.
Oh, well, I bet he does.
And your arms are not skinny, which is really working for me. Anyways. What were we talking about again?
I don't even know. What's
asking what was new.
Oh, yes.
Then Adrian left us.
Yeah, she disappeared. Fun, exciting news. Is St. Patrick's Day this weekend?
Sunday.
It's next week.
Next Sunday, Lance, you have a show on Sunday. Don't forget. If you're in Orlando, go see Caustic Bats at wherever.
It's not in Orlando, so don't promote it. I don't know why we're promoting it.
Because it's Lance.
Lance can promote his own band.
It's fine. In Tampa. Thank you, Mikey.
Tampa. Tamper. If you're in Tampa, Florida.
We're not exactly, because it's a sinkhole capital of the world. Perfect. And you know what? There was a big sinkhole that one time, and the guy lost his brother. He sunk right into
next time I see Lance, there's going to be another sinkhole, and I'm not going to say if there's some demon that get lost in that one, too. Anywho, speaking of sinkholes.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
This is week 2 of the March of Hysteria, and I'm bringing to the Midnight Society, not caring about your approval, is Devil in the Flesh, starring Rose McGowan.
Mm-hmm.
As you may know, Rose McGowan can be a polarizing actress, but I love her, and she has done quite many horror films. I believe her first one was Scream. Sorry, it's in the mouth. Her first one was Scream, and then Phantoms, which I've always wanted to do, but someone's always like, oh, they did it earlier. And I was like, suck my tits. I don't care.
Did we do Phantoms again.
Jake did it with, I don't remember.
Oh, Jake did it with Brian.
Anywho, so she was in Phantoms. Phantoms is great. Ben Affleck, Liev Schreiber, all those people. The Last Stop, The Black Dahlia, Planet Terror, and Death Proof. She was so nice in Grindhouse, they asked her twice. Rosewood Lane, which I really liked also, and The Telltale Heart, and probably more to come. She is a very strong person. She stands up for what she believes in. Don't care if you agree with her or not. That's admirable. She doesn't back down no matter who the celebrity is. And I just love a girl that can hold her own. And if anybody dares to mention anything about plastic surgery in this episode, I will cut that shit out.
Well, I talked about this before. So when we did an episode on The Grindhouse.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
You're an asshole. But when we did it, I remember looking her up. So Rose McGowan was in a really bad car accident.
Yeah.
So if you, she had to get reconstructive surgery on her face. So if you, if people are saying, oh, she did this, she did that, because she's got this cute little, when she's younger, this cute little like button nose.
Yeah.
And then when she gets older, the nose is like pointier. And the reason for that is because of the surgery. So if you're wondering why she, I don't think she, obviously she didn't get it because she wants, maybe now, because she's, how old is she now?
50.
Good for her.
Oh, she's Lance's age. So.
How dare you?
I know. Like, everybody's trying to make me, I don't know what this is.
Not me, Lance. I'm nice to you, remember.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Joe's very disapproval of both. Well,
you know what? I had to get somebody for that disaster of a Patreon episode. They all did it without me and talked about me in the beginning.
It was great.
It was a great episode, but I was very upset. Anyway,
that episode was for the boys. But
women's month. Yeah.
But isn't Rose McGowan like, she's literally one of the first people of the Me Too movement too, so that's a really
stronghold.
Yeah, so like
for, yeah, and that was one thing I want to touch on because I think I was talking about that with you earlier. She actually sued Harvey Weinstein way before the Me Too movement. Like this was way before any of those things happened.
Well, that dude's a piece of shit. So and I'm glad.
She pissed him off so badly that Robert Rodriguez was. They were together for a while, and he put her in Planet Terror and in Death Proof. In Planet Terror, he cast her in Planet Terror just to piss off Harvey Weinstein because they have a character in that film that base, you know, Quentin Tarantino emulates Harvey Weinstein in that movie. And so Rose McGowan is in that movie out of spite. And we talked about this on an earlier episode. So if you ever want to watch our or listen to our Planet Terror Death Proof episode, please do. He sabotaged the film for Planet Terror just because she was in it, and he pulled the budget for the marketing budget for the Grindhouse films, and that's why they didn't do as well as they could have. So
good, he's rotting in jail, and she's
running in jail. Exactly.
And you know what, Grindhouse is a cult classic, so he could try all he wants, he didn't succeed.
He didn't succeed, you're right. At the time he did. At the time he did, because the budget wasn't that great, but now we know all of the story.
I think that works out though for that movie, if you really think about it. Like, even though he was trying, I mean, that's basically how those movies were. So if anything, he helped legitimize that movie by making it. Yeah, like that's, you know what I mean? So like, you know what? He's a piece of shit. And even when he was trying to be a piece of shit, you know what? She prevailed, and so did Robert Rodriguez. Good for them, both of them.
I was going to say, let's not give shit a bad name, because he's worse than shit. What he did is evil and
despicable.
He's where he needs to be.
Yeah.
Good.
100%.
And he can rot there. Yeah.
So you go, girl. Also, special shout out. She was in Charmed, but I just never really. I was into it when I was younger before she was on. I stopped watching after Shannen Doherty left, not because of Rose McGowan, but just because I guess I was of an age where I kind of lost interest in those kinds of.
I actually started watching because of her, though. So that was kind of like. That's funny that you had the opposite.
Oh, you remember. You were older. How was it?
Adrian, I will not have this behavior.
You know, I have to pick on a man for Women's Month. I have to.
Dan is 2 feet away from you.
I know. Well, I was already mad at I know. I was already mean to him and said
she's sharing the wealth.
It
is Ladies Month. Come on now.
Yeah. Yes, but I do think she's great. I was disappointed because I went to Atlanta to Days of the Dead. She was supposed to be there. I was going to be there anyways to help promote like Noelia and stuff. We had a little booth and she was supposed to be there, but I think she canceled. Something happened where she wasn't there. And I even took my DVD of Devil in the Flesh for her to sign it. And I was like, hopefully she likes this movie. Because you know how sometimes actors are like, oh, I don't want to sign a movie.
You're into that one?
Yeah.
Crispin Glover is like that.
Well, he's weird.
He's weird anyways.
Yeah, that dude's
he, got like, extraness. He had a fit at one of his conventions that he would not send any more Willard pictures.
What?
What a weirdo.
And so they had to take all the Willard pictures off.
Didn't he produce that?
But it was a horror convention. And I'm like, well, of course all the people are here to, you know, that I'm going to talk about Back to the Future.
It's either that or Friday the 13th.
Or Friday the 13th, yeah. And, yeah, and like... he pulled the Willard pictures. And to be honest with you, I stopped watching Willard when the whole cat scene came on. I turned it off and I put it away. But Rose McGowan, I did see her twice. I saw her twice last year. I saw her at the 90s convention. I also saw her at Spooky Empire. She was there doing a promotion with Jawbreaker with Darren Stein, who we've actually interviewed on the show. And I really wanted to meet all of them. And Darren, and you know what? That thing is, Darren Stein looked at me and he smiled and he waved. And I was like, does he know who I am? I don't think he knew who I was because I had interviewed him with Jake. I mean, maybe. Show, but...
Did you have the video on?
No, and you know, I really wish I just went over there, but I had a budget and I didn't have any more cash. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to walk up to them and bother them if I'm not going to pay them.
Yeah, but, that's what I do too.
You know, I was so upset. Like, I honestly, because Jawbreaker is one of my favorite movies. And honestly, Rose McGowan, I'm so glad you picked her, Mikey, because she is a treasure. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know why people don't like her. Like, why wouldn't you like her? She is a phenomenon. And people are
intimidated by a strong woman that doesn't fall into the box that they want to fall into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And her nipples are always hard too. We had a whole thing with Doug.
Like Doug. Yeah. If you haven't seen the picture of Doug recreating the Scream scene, you'll find it on our Instagram. You know what? That's just the picture.
Yeah. You might even just see it in another YouTube. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, watch this YouTube. It may just pop up, just like Doug Nichols.
Anyway.
I think this movie is the first time I saw Rose McGowan.
Is this before Scream or after?
This is after Scream, but
okay, that makes sense.
I didn't see Scream as soon as it came. Well, actually, no. I would have seen Scream first because Scream came out in 95 and I saw it in the theater, but I saw it at a dollar theater, so it would have been like 4 or 5 months after it came out. And then I saw Devil in the Flesh. So what about you, Lance? What was your Rose McGowan childhood like? And what was the first time you saw her?
Well, he's her age, so he should know.
Scream would definitely be the movie that I saw her in. I mean, she was just awesome. Like, I mean, honestly, as somebody who's like, you love that this genre of style, I mean, she emulates that kind of Scream / she was funny, but like the sarcastic friend, you know, she's gonna die because she's too strong and brave, which works for Scream because it wasn't just one strong woman, it was a couple of them, you know, in that movie. And she was one of those friends that like always set kind of like backed her other friend up no matter what, which you love. But then she always ends up in these weird situations. It's like you have such a strong character, and then she honestly thinks she can get through the fucking doggy door or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean? And you're like, you should know better. There's no way you're making it through that door. Like, I don't care who you are. Like, this is not going to happen. It's just an awkward death scene.
Wow, Lance, way to victim blame.
But I know.
That's
probably the best death scenes, I think. If you're gonna
It's memorable. It's notable, memorable, but it is silly. But also at the same time, I've been in situations where I'm in the garage with the serial killer. Just kidding. But like, I've been in situations where you've had to like act fast, and it always, because I watch so many horror movies, I always like reflect on those situations later, and I'm like, if this was a different situation, would I have had enough time to think about doing this or whatever? And so like, sometimes I have my own dialogue with myself and think about what I have been able to do then.
And it's funny that you say this, because I love that you picked her, because my dad, I'll never forget this, but my parents rented Scream when I was a kid, because my whole family would watch it. And they could not get over the fact, my dad would just say, I can't believe she's wearing those red pants. And he looked at me, he's like, you're never wearing those red pants. Remember when she's wearing her red pants? Mm-hmm. And like, I watch the movie now, I'm like, those red pants aren't even a big deal. I'm like, you're going to kick my ass if I wore those? Like,
your dad's like, that's why she died.
Yeah, exactly. My dad's like, you'd never wear those. And he's looking at me. And I'm like, first of all, you guys are letting me watch. And now I think back on it, my parents were 35 at the time Scream came out, and they're watching. Oh my goodness. And that's the age that I am.
I am.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh. It's ridiculous. And I'm like, you know what? I would love those red pants. So thank you, Rose McGowan, for your blonde hair, your hard nipples, and your red pants. Thank you.
Yeah. And really, they tried to put her up as like the dumb blonde. Mm-hmm. But she was blonde, but she wasn't dumb.
She wasn't
and
dumb.
So it was just one of those things that Scream kind of like flipped on its head. Like, we always saw the blonde bimbo slutty best friend, and it's like, no, she was smart. Mm-hmm. She may have been a little slutty, I don't know. I would if I looked like her.
Maybe she was strong about it, you know what I mean? That's what I love about that.
Her body, you know? Let's just say one thing, her body. Like, amazing. I'm not a lesbian, but I would be a lesbian for her. She's got a great figure. Like, just her, and because, and even in Jawbreaker, her the outfits and her just, she's not a typical skinny, like back then everybody was like a rail. She had some meat on her bones, but she had good hips. Good for her.
Even in Devil in the Flesh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rose McGowan, mm-hmm. friend of the show. We love your body. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I first, because Devil in the Flesh, so it came out in 1998. I'm assuming it was just straight to video. There's not really a lot of information on this movie. It's pretty indie. It was after Scream. So I think it was like before she became like a bigger star, or sometimes they film these movies before stars do bigger things and they're like, oh shit, they're big now, we can get it out.
You get the money for it. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, honestly. Like, hey, we have a movie that has Rose McGowan in it. Who wants to put extra money into this so we can actually do the rest of the production?
Yeah. And to me, when I first saw it, I was a teenager, like I said, and I don't know why I liked it, but I've mentioned it before. I like those, like, you know, girls, like really pretty and like maybe a little bit psycho and then like kills people. Like, I don't know. I just like it. And then, like, you know, there was a couple of days ago where I messaged Lance in the evening. And like first thing in the morning, I get a text message from him. He's like, hey, I'm so sorry, I was working. And he like answered a question I said. And I was like,
sure, he did.
It sounds like Lance is scared of me. And I was like, oh, he probably saw Devil in the Flesh and was like, this is what I'm dealing with.
That's so funny.
Because I even said, Lance, I'm not that psycho.
It was so great because I was like, what? Because I hadn't seen it yet at that point too. So like, in my head, I was like, what if, and then I'm watching the movie going, oh.
Mm-hmm. That explains a lot.
I had watched it, I think, a couple nights ago. Like, I'd always known about this movie, and I always saw her face. But I was in New York at the time, so I was about to sleep. I was like, all right, let me watch this fucking movie. I put it on. And, like, my teacher Carmen kept walking behind me. She's like, oh, it looks like me. And she had a little bata in the beginning. And she goes, oh, that looks like me. And I go, oh, my God, it does look like you. Because she had this little house dress on with her hair.
she has to wear her mom's old shit.
Yes.
Which is weird. Why does your mom keep that? You're, like, literally a teenager. So, like, that has to be, like, your mom was at least in, like, early 50s, late 40s.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say that this movie banked on the sexual, like, deviance of the 90s, because the 90s, a lot of Melrose Place being one of them. Wow. 90210. I know, Lance, you were there, you remember. And, like, all of those shows were, like, very sexual in nature, right? Like, they were very, like, sexy and just, you know.
Well, whatever. Sex sells.
I know, but like they really did a number on that in the 90s. And I feel like this movie sort of banked on that, because the tits, the sex, the intrigue, very 90s, David E. Kelly, late night, oh, let's do this. Yeah.
It did remind me of like a Skinamax movie, which for those of you that are too young, because I mentioned that, this kid was like, what was that? And I say kid because I mean it was like 21. I was like, oh boy. So Skinamax were just movies that came on really at night on Cinemax that were softcore porn. And
there was no penetration, people.
It was simulated.
Like, this is terrible.
Yeah. But it did kind of remind me of those movies, but a very light one. Because we do have sex, we do have boobs, but it's just, I think, two-ish scenes.
Yeah, it's a girlfriend, right? That usually pops up. You don't even see Rose McGowan naked at all in this whole thing. Even though she's in positions, you could.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I don't know if she ever, did she ever show any skin, like Rose McGowan, anything?
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah, there's some other movies. But I think that's like later on when you're like, you're the pinnacle. Like, that's what sucks. Certain actresses won't do it in the beginning days. But when they know that it's kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, I don't get too many roles now. And this is one of those things that will draw people in. It's kind of one of those things that people will ask it and use it against.
Is that what it is?
I mean, female actors have to deal with way more shitty things than male actors 100% all the time. I mean, like, honestly. Mm. So, like, you're rarely getting a dick scene, like, when you see Kevin Bacon in fucking Wild Things, you know, or...
God, and Dan was just watching that. Like, Kevin Bacon's penis is coming up, and I'm like, what?
You rarely see that with, like, male actors, even when they get older, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, one of those things, but unfortunately...
That's what we should do. Like, why is it that we can't see the penis? Like, why is it that, like, we can show twat and tits and everywhere, right? But why can't
I get it.
And that was another thing, too, because this whole gimmick with her. Like, she's dating Marilyn Manson. She has, like, a certain way, right? So, and we were talking about this earlier today. I was like, I just want to go on the record saying that when I did all my research, because I know Marilyn Manson is a hot topic, but Rose McGowan says she had no issues with him. She also says she doesn't, it's not that she doesn't believe anybody else, but she also wants to say he didn't do that to me. And I think that is, for someone like her, especially considering that she was the kind of the forefront of this Me Too movement, for her to say that he didn't do that to her, like, I believe that.
You're more inclined to believe her, that's for sure.
And I respect her for that, because she literally, I don't want to say that he's not doing anything to anybody else, but yeah. You're also dating Marilyn Manson. He's a fucking weirdo. So, like, what do you want?
So, real quick about Devil in the Flesh. The IMDb summary, which I read because they're fucking so stupid and always wrong, but I think they're funny. IMDb says, she's young, sexy, and dangerous. This is the movie, not me. Debbie is the new girl in class with the skill for turning heads. From the moment she arrives in town following her parents' untimely death, Debbie sets her sight on her teacher, the high school heartthrob. It's like one of the better ones I've read on IMDb, but it's also wrong because her parents didn't die. But, well, they did, but there was only one. It's not her parents. It's her, you find out, spoilers, it's on Tubi if you want to watch it. Her mom died in a fire with her teacher who she also had a crush on back then. Now, saw it early 2000s when I would go to Blockbuster on Tuesdays. And I remember seeing it and being like, that looks cool. But also, I don't know if my dad's going to let me watch that. The cover looks like porn, everybody. The only reason why you know it's not porn is because you know it's Rose McGowan. But maybe my dad was like, hey, maybe he's not gay. If I let him watch this, maybe he'll actually find out that he likes women. Sure, go ahead. So just kidding, my dad would never do that. I rented it and I was like, yes, you go, girl. Kill people and look fierce. So apparently that was my criteria of being fierce in high school. But I really liked it. She is very sexy in it. She has great hair. But also, I feel like it's not in a demeaning way. Because, you know, sometimes movies would be like, oh, here's the sexy girl. And they're like, it's kind of doing it like in a demeaning way. This one feels a little more empowering. But the film itself, I think what kind of hooked me into it is the beginning scene. There's a lot of cheesy shit in this movie. But there's parts, because also Rose McGowan is just a great actress, people. But there's parts where she's doing her thing and the score is just right and the cinematographer is just right and it makes magic.
Did you feel like, okay, because there's parts of this movie like so 90s with the
the swooshing,
the whatever that was, and then there's also parts in the movie where her character, like, mood wise and I don't know if this is part of her having mood swings or whatever it is. But there was points where, like, she seemed kind of quirky, funny, like when she's burying the jock guy. Spoiler alerts, somebody dies and he's a jock. But, like, she's, like, comical, almost like how she is in Scream. But in the beginning, she's, like, she's trying to be, like, traumatized and very quiet. But that doesn't last long before she sees a teacher and all of a sudden she's out of that in a snap. And all of a sudden she's like, who's that? That's my new flavor of the month. You know what I mean? That was the only things that kind of got to me a little bit, was like, I need you to be a little bit, but then if it was part of the character, then yay. But like, at the same time, I'm kind of like, okay. is the director pushing you into these things because, or were those actual character driven moments by you as an actress?
I don't know. I didn't realize it when I was watching it, but now that you mention it, it was a little out of character for her to make those quips. And I'm thinking if this was made after Scream, they were like, let's get her to be a little bit of Tatum.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the director seemed like, it's like, hey, we like this character. Maybe this isn't playing right. Maybe she's playing it too much like this. But like, I kind of liked it when she was playing like quiet and not like, because that played more with the character. But there's moments where you're like, okay, are you comical now? Like, why you're murdering people left and right? And, oh, boys need to get hard, or they only get hard and they stop thinking. You know, like, those little quips that she's making are funny, but, like, you know, I mean, it's like...
out of character, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah. It was weird. Yeah.
So the opening scene is my favorite, and I still remember it. It just opens up with her standing in the grass, and, of course, it's being pervy and nasty, and it starts at her feet, and it's, like, you know, scrolling up her body and whatever. And so at first you're like, okay, like, I guess we're trying to be sexy already. But then like the music's kind of off and it's like a little, it's not creepy, but it's just, it's, I don't know how to describe what is happening musically. But then like, there's like a, it's nighttime. There's like a dark blue hue. And the credits start coming up, but then like you start seeing flickers of orange and like her face is like slowly starting to like, there's light coming from somewhere. And then you realize something in front of her is burning. So she just has this look on her face that, you know, that song, some people just like to watch the world burn or whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
I felt seen. I love that part. It set the tone for me. It didn't always keep that tone, but there were moments where that kind of tone came back. But
and that's why I think I wish it had more of that. You know what I mean? Like, I honestly thought it was really great the way they made the firefighter trying to say something to her, and they use like the audio to make it sound like she barely heard him. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she was like locked. Yeah. Like she was locked into what she was doing. And like, it was just stuff like that. And it was like, it was cool because it was like, all right, why didn't you just kind of stick with that? But then it also comes off as, you know, there's probably some fucking producer, you know, probably decided to step in and goes, no. We hire her to be like the Scream girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That made the money. Yeah. You know what I mean? We need her to be like that. Not this other shit. We stop making her act or what, you know what I mean? Which sucks. Cause it's like, no, dude, she was actually killing it. And then you made it all weird. And then you're trying to make it all sexual. And who knows? Maybe this is fucking one of those Weinstein moments where like somebody was just like, looked at her as a body and goes, hey, she's the hot chick from fucking Scream.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it could very well have been that. Because I was looking at the director's IMDb. And I'm not talking bad about him, but I'm just saying he's only done Billy Joel music videos. And two made for TV movies, and then this. So maybe he wasn't so successful outside of Billy Joel.
You mean the Shake Shit Switch Ships were like the...
That was very like 90s ABC so, Family type TV.
So 90s. Like, yeah. I thought it was like watching Malcolm in the Middle for a second. I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, see, 24 obviously copied from this movie.
Wow, yeah.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I obviously this movie borrows from a lot of the films that we've seen in the same vein, right? Like, we've seen Fatal Attraction, we've seen Swim Fan. Swim Fan is after this. But if she walked into my high school or my classroom in her little tank top and her skirt, I'm like, girl, and I don't get like, I don't deal with dress code. I know it's very sexist. But I'll look at you and I'll be like, you better find a jacket.
Yeah.
Because you ain't leaving my classroom without one. Like, you have to put a jacket on. It's not that I'm mad about it. Like, you dress however the fuck you want, but I'm not gonna get in trouble because I let you wander the school because you came to me first. And you're like, oh, I'm wearing a belly top.
Yeah.
And now the kids are wearing low rise jeans again. I said, oh, here we go.
Oh, gross.
I love those jeans, by the way. I'm actually happy that it's coming back because that makes us more accountable for our bodies. But continue.
Yes, happy Women's Month. I every time I see these movies, I'm always like, we would never have been allowed to walk inside the school with that. But also, she has a tattoo, and in high school, if we had a tattoo, we were kicked out because we were lame and we're Texas.
Really? Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. The kids now have sleeves because they get them in garages and shit.
That's so weird.
My friend got a star here, and she always had to wear like a band, like a leather band, because if she ever didn't, she'd like they would kick you out of school.
I mean, it's stupid. It's like whatever.
For the tattoo?
Also, mm-hmm. I don't think you should be getting tattoos at that age.
Oh no, definitely not.
You don't know what you like.
I was gonna say, I literally have a tattoo of Elsie the cow on my leg.
I'm not talking to you, Lance. I know that you're covered.
I don't care how old you get or how young you are. You'll make a bad decision here and there.
Like, there are several.
Lance, how old were you when you got your first tattoo?
Oh no, I mean I was like 18. I waited, but I remember when I first got my first tattoo. Like literally, my mom didn't talk to me for like 2 weeks. It was like the best 2 weeks of my fucking life. It's so great because it's like, oh no, because like she always gives me shit for things, and rightfully so for some of it. You know, most of it probably, but like at the same time, I was kind of like, oh, man, if I would have done this earlier, like,
well,
this would have been great.
My mom always told me, I don't care what you do, but you're not getting a tattoo until you're 21 because that's the age that male brains stop developing. She's like, if you get something before then, I'm afraid you're going to regret it later. And I was like, whatever, mom.
Who came up with that, by the way? Let's talk about that for a second. Like,
what, that male stopped developing?
Yeah. How did that become a thing? Like,
they stopped developing at birth, I would
well,
say.
Not, wow. Okay. Adrian. No wonder Joe doesn't like you. But
call him right now.
Just kidding. No, so hang on. Back on track, everybody. Jeez. See, I got comfortable with us having organization and respect for each other, and then somebody happens to come back. And anywho, so Rose McGowan, love her. She's psycho. She falls in love with her teacher, which at first I was like, ew. But then after a while, I was like, okay, I can see it. The funniest thing is I'm going to eat my words, but I'm going to say this first because this is the first that I had. The teacher has a girlfriend, and she pulls up in whatever car it is, and I'm like, oh wow, they just got the biggest walrus with no makeup on to stick as his girlfriend next to Rose McGowan. And
okay, firstly, yeah, I agree, because she was not attractive. She had good boobs.
I was gonna say, once she actually like was in, this is terrible, but once she was actually like, naked, I was
I'm
like,
so
oh,
happy
hot.
I'm like not even saying a word right now. It's just
you agree.
No, I say nothing.
No,
I'm literally you two. No. You two are like, I'm just sitting like mm-hmm.
Your silence is complicit.
Oh my God. She was, you know what? Bless her heart. That's
well, you know what? That direct sunlight wasn't doing anything because when they actually
nothing,
showed
her
I was
bad
like,
bad hair
oh.
did nothing either. She
unless they had had a different, if they had a different actress the first time around, then they replaced her because I was like, where was that walrus in the car? Where'd she go?
Oh my God. This is what it is like with these two. I'm just going to, if you're on YouTube or listening to us on Spotify, you two are the mean girls of any high school.
Literally not.
No, when you two are on team one with each other, oh my God. It's not even
listen,
like.
Listen, you know she didn't look good. No, you didn't even like her either. So don't sit there and act like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Nope, not saying a thing. You two.
I know. You don't even like blonde.
Oh my God. It's
yeah,
true,
he says all
point.
This to make himself seem like the one shining armor, and then later on when he needs us to shit talk someone, he's gonna be like, hey,
because I know who I can count on. I know who I can count on if I need two people to shit on somebody.
Exactly.
Right, these faces right now, the ones you're looking at, exactly. They're pretty, they're beautiful, and they're amazing people, but at some point they will find a reason to hate you. They will find a reason.
And on Women's Month, how dare you?
Especially Women's Month, actually.
How
I'm
dare
about
you? Okay. Anyway,
I love you both, by the way. Just so
dumb.
We are saying that now. Like,
yeah,
they are who they are, and they're amazing.
Oh, silly straight boy.
Aren't they horrible?
I know. We've never said anything bad about you, Lance. Well, I
know. we say nothing but good things.
Yeah, he's like, just give it time. He's like, when I don't answer your text tonight, he's gonna wake up to like 34 texts from me, like, you son of a bitch. Anywho,
Rose
Women's
McGowan.
Month highlights for the movie. Well, just to finish the summary, she likes this teacher who has taken already. And I wanted to also ask, I was like, because Aid is also a teacher. Aid, have any of your male students ever tried to push any boundaries like this?
So the boys like to, they do like to press buttons. But
like inappropriate ways? Like, have you ever felt unsafe around any of your male students?
No, because I'm a bitch. Like, I shut that shit down. They'll ask me to prom. I'm like, get away from me, little boy. Like, what is wrong with you? I don't look at them as, I know they're people, but I don't look at them as like adults. I see them as children.
Yeah, because they're children.
They are
children. You don't even have rights when you're in high school. That's what one of my teachers told me, and I believe it.
Yeah, and this is why I don't like, this movie made me so uncomfortable, because everything that was happening, I was just like, oh my God. Like, I was watching it, but I wasn't looking at it. Because it really bothered me. There are a lot of it. I got embarrassed from her. I just got like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Like, especially and his behavior. First of all, his behavior was inappropriate from the get-go. When he tackled the boy in the locker.
His alpha male personality.
Yeah, and he's smiling at her, and then he's having a garage sale at his house, and he wants.
Well, the blonde girl alone. Like the way he was talking to her initially. Like, I mean, like, you're like, Megan. Oh, maybe he is that dude.
Yeah. Megan. Oh my God.
Well, one of the biggest changes I had in the viewing experience watching it as an adult is when Rose McGowan first goes into his class, does she give him an apple or something?
Yeah.
And she's wearing kids are weird. You know,
yeah, that's such an old school thing. Like
I know.
It's like somebody who's doing that movie is going,
give me an apple. My God.
Well, anywho, the first indication I got that I am now a mature adult is whenever he sees her before he helps her with the locker room, whatever, or with the locker. But then whenever she's in his class, she gives him the apple. She's wearing, I think, like a tube top or something that I would never have been allowed to wear in school, not because I'm a man, but because we couldn't wear tube tops. But he turns around, he continues writing, and he's like, damn, or he says something, and I'm like, ew.
Oh, he said something like,
they didn't make him like that back then, but he said that later on. He said something else in this one that was, it was kind of like, you know, when a guy makes, like, when he sees a hot girl, something like to do with that, and I was like, oh, don't do that. So already we know.
Well, he has that dream sequence,
yeah,
where he's with his girlfriend, and then all of a sudden it changes to Rose McGowan character or Debbie, right? And then it's like he looks at her, he realizes it's not his girlfriend anymore, and in the dream sequence he goes, all right, fuck it.
Yeah, he keeps,
and then wakes up feeling weird and not okay with it, but yet you still obviously mentally thought about it, like, so he's not like,
he was really stupid. I mean, I know this movie's about her being obsessed with him and stuff, but he did nothing to help his case, because I'm not a teacher, but I'm an adult male. And already I have people like, you know, people are like, what do you know? Usually whenever, like we talked about the babysitter in the Patreon episode, who was a man, there's always like a weird connotation of like men, you know, like watching kids or whatever. There's just, people don't trust them as much as you trust women. I get it. You know, women are the nurturing ones. But if I was a teacher, or even if I was just in my house and I was like, I'm going to have a garage sale, does anybody want to help? In this scenario, I'm straight. And this really pretty girl's like, I want to help, and I can, you know, she likes you. I wouldn't say, I'd be like, okay, sure, but like, other people have to be here. Like,
even the girlfriend should have called that out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even the girlfriend, like, you know how funny it was? He didn't mention it was two females.
Yeah.
Like, they were coming over. He says, it's two students.
And this is my issue, because this entire movie, first of all, is just like entirely inappropriate. Like, first of all, you are not allowed to talk to children outside the school. Let alone inviting them to your house, let alone letting them into your house, telling them where the keys are and all this bullshit. Like,
well, the basketball scene alone, where he basically knocks a kid down.
He knocks
him physically,
kid down.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's not even an issue, because a lot of the coaches do that to the kid now. That's normal.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
No, they
you don't have rights as a kid, Lance.
Listen, in high school, especially when it has to do with sports, they treat those kids whatever. You'll hear them swearing.
Definitely abuse. Just going to throw it out there.
Listen, I don't care. We are a star. We are the stars of the comedy. I don't give a fuck. So anyway, and you know what? It's boys. I don't give a shit. Like, they need structure.
Wow.
They need structure.
Women's Week.
Women's Month.
Women's Week. Lance shortened it, y'all. He's tired of that
now
shit.
We have a week. Thank you, sir.
He's like, you have one more episode.
Now we got 1 week.
So have either of you, so this movie ends the way you think it ends. She tries to sleep with him. She surprises him. There was a funny moment in the restaurant where she hijacks his reservation that he made for him and his girlfriend. She shows up and these adult men were like, which this was kind of, I was kind of like, okay.
What was that about?
The adult men were like flirting with her. And I guess they thought he was her boyfriend. He's like, no, she's a minor. And at first they get kind of like taken aback, but then they're like, that's fine. And they keep like hitting on her. And he won't leave her there. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of admirable. But also they start fighting and her face, she's liking it. She's like, oh, he's fighting for me. And I was like, I've been there. I'm sorry.
Bitch, you hoes like
I'm sorry.
This is the worst. I hate as a male in this situation, when you're put in this situation. No, this sucks because you know you've been put in a situation where you're like, there's no real way out of this because if you don't do it, you're an asshole. You know what I mean? For not defending, blah, 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 blah. And if you do defend him, then you're an asshole again because, oh, man, you think you can solve all your problems with beating the shit out of people. There's no win situation here. No, none. Just absolutely none.
Welcome to your gender.
I My had agenda. No intention of this episode being so controversial.
It really is.
To Ugh. Both of my co-hosts.
Although I've been tired. I've been flying all day. I'm exhausted.
she just wants to get out now.
I know. She's like, we gotta wrap it up. I'm tired. Okay, so real quick, watch the movie, guys, if y'all want to. It's a hot mess. There is some things to enjoy about it, though. People to highlight for Women's Month in this movie is Peg Shirley, who plays the grandmother. We didn't even get to touch on her, but she's a gem all in herself. She plays the psychotic and super religious racist grandmother.
That part with the Chinese. You didn't sound like you were Asian.
You didn't sound Asian.
I was like, holy shit.
I know. But the character is deplorable, but the actor, the work that she did on this character, I was like, get it, bitch. That's good.
No, it was good.
Yeah, so she's great. She's been working since the 70s. I hope she's still alive. IMDb didn't have a death date. JC Brandy, who plays her one and only friend in school. She didn't have that much time there.
The one she murders? Spoiler.
Okay, spoiler. So she plays Janie, and then she was also in Halloween Curse of Michael Myers, which Adrian mentioned.
Oh, nice.
But also, to tie us back to an earlier episode, she was a band member in a scene in What Lies Beneath. And then we have Wendy Roby, who plays the principal, but she also is known mostly for People Under the Stairs, and she was on Twin Peaks, the original series. I hope that wasn't Dan's bare ass that I just saw in the background.
It was.
Oh, perfect.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Perfect. No, I love it.
And I'm Women's Month, Daniel.
It went from Dan to Daniel. You know it's bad.
Mm-hmm. She's hungry. She's hungry, y'all.
Yeah,
but, I know. You're right.
But I'm the only sorry. Thing, the only like sincere note that I had is I was like, what I don't like about this movie, but I changed my tune at the end by the end of it, is it's called Devil in the Flesh. She's a psycho teenager, hardly the devil. Mm-hmm. But what was really sinister is she killed her friend.
Yeah.
I did nothing.
Yeah, I was fucked.
Yeah.
Be her friend.
Yeah. She was her friend. Yeah. She was a good friend, never did anything, they never fought anything. She welcomed her and the new girl. And then she blows her head off.
Yeah, like, why would you not get the blonde hair girl, at least the one you hated?
Because she's in the emergency room with a broken leg.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, and that's why it reminds me. I guess Swim Fan sort of borrows from this. It's all like a fatal attraction, right? Yeah. And Swim Fan borrowed from that because we think that she's dead and she's not, and like,
yeah. Well, you know what else borrowed from this? Have y'all ever seen Tamara?
Mm-mm. Yeah, Tamara
with Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Channing Tatum's wife, Jenna Dewan Tatum. Ex-wife.
So it's a great movie.
Zoe Saldana.
I don't know if they're married, but they're hanging out.
Zoe Kravitz. No, they got married. Yeah,
they
got married. Yeah, they got married.
Neither here nor there, not part of the episode.
And by the way, when I listened to the last episode, I heard your little comment, Lynn, saying that she was a better Catwoman, and I disagree.
I said she was a good Catwoman.
You were on that episode. Why didn't you address it when
I was gonna say.
I was listening to it when I was in New York, and I'm listening to it. I'm literally just talking over both of you talking shit.
Yeah.
And I just kept speaking.
No, you said what's her name was the best Michelle Catwoman.
Yeah. Yes. She is.
And I said, Zoe. I said Zoe is very good as Catwoman.
So you can't put her alone. No, I don't know.
You see, everything Lance has said this episode, guys, basically was just invalidated by his statement here. So
I agree with you.
Adrian and I are great people.
I don't know why we have him on here. We need the cis white male following, I suppose. Yeah.
I mean, there Trump did win the primary, so we'll see.
Jesus Christ.
Haley dropped out.
Yeah, I called someone a Leslie on the highway. Things are changing. Tamara borrows a shit ton from this movie. Mm. And I was like, okay, so maybe this movie is popular. There's a second one out there starring Jodie. I don't know her name.
Jodie Lynn O'Keefe from She's All That and Halloween H2O, my favorite.
Oh, that's her? Okay. Because I thought it was Jodie from Full House. Whatever.
Jodie Sweetin? No. She's in a bunch of my favorite Hallmark movies.
No, Jodie from America.
Anyways, continue.
Anywho, so we'll go ahead and wrap this episode up. Lance and I had other plans, but I guess Adrian just comes in like a wrecking ball and destroys the show. So, with that said, if you want to find us on Instagram...
And
you
can find Women's Month.
I know, I can't believe you're trying to silence a women's episode. You can find me on Instagram at Horror and a Half Show. You can find Lance at Lance vs. Hate. No, Zombie vs. Hate. I did that last time too. Sorry, I'm drinking. Adrian at Pathologically ADE. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/slashers pod, Redbubble at slasherspod.redbubble.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Mutant Goons from Beyond. Please do us a favor. Wow, Adrian, really? Please do us a favor, like the episode, share it, tell your friends, give us a review on Apple iTunes or the Spotify's, whatever, what have you. And we'll be coming back to you next week with Lance.
Lance, who still has not picked a damn movie.
Yes, he did. He's had a movie. Oh my God.
No, he keeps saying that. I'm not sure.
No. I said I wasn't particularly sure which woman out of the movie I had already picked
that's what he said.
But as we have been talking about, no one
while
listens.
We're here just because it's Women's Month, women, that doesn't mean y'all are all right this month.
Okay, just kidding.
I can say that because I'm gay. Just kidding.
Everything's fine
as long as Aid gets her Mushu pork soon. So with that, we hope y'all have a wonderful rest of the week. Goodbye and goodbye and don't die. That's what I say.
Bye.
There you go. Lance, I was waiting for your... Lance says, die! And Aid says,
Lance has to make sure that he's known.
Yeah. Aid says, bye, like she's speaking whale from Finding Dory.